Locally, Jenny Camilleri is a community health specialist for Oneida County and leads the Northwoods Tobacco-Free Coalition. She says the law has been around long enough to have some data on its impact.
According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, in 2008, before the smoke-free air law passed, 21% of high school youth smoked cigarettes. By 2018, 8 years after the smoke-free air law went into effect, that rate had dropped to 5%.
Camilleri says a generation of youth have grown up with the new law, and she says adult rates have also dropped by 16%, fueled by an increase in the tobacco tax. Camilleri says one negative trend has been an uptick in the use of e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes were not included in the smoke-free air law and says there are things to consider in their use. She says potentially there's nicotine in the vapor, cancer-causing chemicals, and heavy metals.
Good news is that over the past few years, some local Wisconsin communities have passed ordinances prohibiting the use of e-cigarettes in public places, and about 36% of the state population is now protected from the secondhand aerosols.
Camilleri says there's free help available to quit smoking at the Wisconsin Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.